Are we really the only ones? My whole life I've been asked the daunting question that seemed to put my whole belief system on trial. Aliens, were they real or not? If I had said yes, I was crazy, a conspiracy theorist who didn't know the difference between a fictional video game character and real life. But if I had said no, I'd be shutting down an entire possibility of there being something more to life than just what my little planet has to offer. Now, when I'm talking aliens, I don't mean lengthy green guys with balloon heads, but any kind of life form that wasn't from Earth. If you really break it down, the odds of life existing somewhere in the universe are astronomical. Earth is a tiny planet orbiting a single star in one galaxy that consists of up to 400 billion stars, with as many as 8 trillion planets orbiting them. Outside of the Milky Way, there are up to 2 trillion galaxies in our expanding universe. Don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting that all of these trillions of potential planets could house life, especially not intelligent life. But there is a way to estimate how many intelligent civilizations could be out there using something called the Drake Equation, created by an astronomer named Frank Drake in 1961. This formula is a number of civilizations, n, equals the number of habitable planets times the fraction of habitable planets with life times the fraction of planets with life that have intelligent life capable of forming a civilization times the fraction of those civilizations that are around now. The exact number calculated will be highly dependent on what is assumed about how common life arises on other planets and how likely that life is to become advanced. However, a reasonable assumption could be that there are perhaps 1 billion habitable planets in our galaxy. If half of those had life and 1/4 of those had intelligent life, and half of those were around today, there would be 62.5 million civilizations. This is a huge number, just one way of looking at things. But thanks to the Drake Equation, it could be possible. For more information on the Drake Equation, that can be found at www.seti.org/drake-equation-index. Remember that the next time you look up at the night sky and ask yourself, are we really the only ones? Thank you for listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by Colorado Mesa Astronomy Club and the KVNF Community Radio. This feature was written and recorded by Peyton Gumis, an astronomy student by Dr. Catherine Whiting at Colorado Mesa University.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.